I know it's a nasty habit, but guess what? Drum roll. I'm addicted. Trying to quit. You ever try and quit, sir? I love it. Every smoker, I love it. You ever try and quit? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm trying right now. Did you try cold turkey? No? What did you try?
Didn't last long.
Didn't last long, but you did try stopping cold turkey. Thank you, sir. I haven't believe I've entered you into the show yet. I'm talking to the smoker because he's smoking. When I start talking about goofballs, you get ready. When the word goofball comes up, you sit up and take a sip of coffee because you're on. Listen, folks, the audience participation part of the show is limited to this and this only. Direct yes and no answers to my questions, laughter, applause, and a blowjob from all the women afterwards. That's it. You can all relax within those parameters, I believe. Good. Glad we know the fucking schedule. So you did try. Cold turkey's hard. It's really aggravating. What I'm going to do is I'm going to quit gradually. And what you do to quit gradually is I'm going to lose one lung. And then a little while later, I'm going to lose the other one. And that's it. I feel better having a plan. So I smoke a lot. How much do you smoke a day, sir? Two packs? Pussy. I go through two lighters a day, dude. All right? So two packs. You're like a health nut to me. You're like the Jack LaLanne of smokers, man. You could tie a piano to your back. You could swim the English fucking channel with a cigarette. Two lighters a day is a bit much. Hey. Only good thing about smoking now is every cigarette pack has a different Surgeon General's warning. That's kind of neat. Mine say, warning, smoking may cause fetal injury or premature birth. Fuck it. Found my brand. Just don't get the ones that say lung cancer, you know. Shop around. It is your body. Yeah, give me a carton of low birth weight. I think I can live with low birth weight. Line them up, goddammit. I'm here to take the low birth weight challenge. Let's go. One, two, three. Come on. That's good, Willie. Do your little smoking jokes while you still got the breath left in you to do them, son. That is my big fear in life, doing smoking jokes in my act and showing up 5 years from now.
Good evening, everybody. Remember me? I was wrong. Smoking is real fucking bad for you. No joke.
Oh my God, man. I've seen people do that. You ever seen someone do that? Is that unbelievable? Man, if you're smoking out of a hole in your neck, I'd think about quitting. Wouldn't you? I mean, at that point, chew some gum or something. I'm not trying to tell you how to live. I'm saying that just shows a commitment I cannot fucking relate to, man. I mean, we're beyond image at that point, you know. Jesus, what's next for that guy, you know?
I just can't stop. It gets worse and worse every year. I'm telling you, man, I cannot quit. I can't quit smoking. They're starting to taste like shit, but I...
Dude, you got a cigarette in your butt, man. Chew some fucking gum or something. You got a stogie in your hiney, buddy, I'm telling you. Chew some gum, get a mint, get a toothpick. There's other ways. Yeah, we're done with that shit there, man. Done with that shit. I'm just really tired, man.